Hello, and welcome to episode 34 of Podwarp 1999. There will be an episode 35. I'm Tom Truskowski. I do the comic Station V3. Joining me today is Mark Mekas, who does Zordic at Zordic.com, and Saucer Seekers at TheSaucerSeekers.com.
Hi there.
Did I get the address right?
You did.
All right. Yeah. I had to remember not to say EddiePie.com.
I know. Been a weird transition.
Yep. But it's been a while since we did an episode, but
yeah.
You know, our comics are still going, and we're still here, so hello.
Hi. So episode 34. Wow.
Yep.
The last one that went up was 24?
I think we're doing them a little bit out of order.
Yeah. Continuity is,
It's a time warp. I mean, it's just
yeah.
Webcast, you know, you can't expect everything to happen linear time here.
Right, yeah. Very true.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, by the time episode 24 goes up, everything in it is out of date, but, you know.
it's encapsulating the time period from which it derived.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's retro already.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I like that. I think we just have a new tagline for our show.
Yes, it's retro already. Prepackaged retro for your convenience.
Yes, perfect. I like it.
Yes. But I will try to get this episode up in a reasonable amount of time. I know other ones have taken, in some cases, a year or two to go online. So it's on the extreme end of things, but, you know, it has happened. Actually, I think we've got one from 2008 that still hasn't gone up.
Really?
Ooh. I think. But
that's fun.
Yep. It'll be interesting to edit and put that one up.
I'm dying to find out what I talked about back then.
Oh, I think you were ending all your comics and starting new ones.
Could be, yeah.
That
sounds about right.
Yeah, that happened, right?
Yeah, it did.
But back and going strong for Zordic.
Yep. You're still plugging away, obviously.
Yep. Managed to keep everything updated. Been pretty busy, but you know, still find time for the comic.
That's what counts.
Yep. I've managed to restrain myself from starting any new spin-offs, at least. Just, you know, stick to the ones I've got.
Yeah, don't you hate that when you get that idea and it won't let go of you and you're stuck?
Yes. I did have one or two. I had to hold myself back a little bit.
Nice.
You know, file the ideas away. Can use them later, maybe.
Right.
I did see a couple other new science fiction comics start up last year. One of them is just looking at a little while ago. Space Trawler by Christopher Baldwin.
Yeah, that looks really impressive.
Yeah. Been going about a year now, twice a week. I guess he's come to the end of his first book. Looking pretty good. Kind of on a sort of cliffhanger ending from the look of it.
It's the only way to go.
It's the only way. So the second book better come out.
Right.
Then another one, just saw the other day, EllieOnPlanetX.com. Forget how I found that one. I think Tom Delaringa of Marooned had linked to that one at some point.
Okay.
That's a cute-looking, retro-looking sort of comic.
From the look of it. It looks really, really kind of familiar, and I can't really quite place it.
Yeah.
But, it's got a really neat look. Yeah.
I like the color scheme on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very kind of minimalist, but really nice.
Yeah. So do you have any plans for any additional comics, or are you just going to keep your existing ones going?
Plugging along. Actually, I think I've written a wrap-up for Zordic, which is years down the road, but yeah. I am kind of outlined the entire arc for that. I know better than to ever say never, but
right.
Actually I have a couple other projects that I'm hoping to get off the ground this year. I'm kind of working on a nonfiction book and possibly a game design that hopefully can do something with, you know, a little diversification.
Yeah. Any connection to anything you're currently working on? Is it entirely new stuff?
Entirely new.
Oh.
Yeah.
That should be interesting to see.
Yeah, yeah.
Science fiction at all, or just...
Steampunk, actually.
Steampunk, all right.
Yes. I was talking to somebody that might be interested in doing a kind of a card game type thing. So, kind of a steampunk spy game.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I know we've already had our spy movies science fiction. You know, we could do a steampunk science fiction for a future episode.
Well, I think steampunk in general would be interesting. You know,
yeah.
You know, essentially science fiction.
Yeah.
So, love to. And speaking of which, Girl Genius. Today is Girl Genius Day.
Oh, right.
They got their book coming out on Amazon. And heard it's doing quite well.
I still have to catch up on the webcomic. I did start way back in the archives there from the beginning.
Yeah.
I made it through, I think, a good chunk of it. It's just one of those ones I got to go back and finish at some point. Or not finish, but catch up.
Catch up at least, yeah.
Yeah. That's the problem. There's a lot of stuff to catch up on.
There is. It's amazing how that stuff just keeps coming out.
Yeah.
You
know? No, wouldn't want it to stop.
Well, true. That's a good point.
Yep.
So you have a good holidays?
Yes.
Good?
Pretty good. And got a Monolith action figure for Christmas.
Saw that on the site. I have to admit, I'm a little jealous.
Yeah. It's full of stars.
As well it should be, yes.
But I've left them in there for now.
That's good.
You know, a little messy to open that up and, you know, get stars all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how big your house is, but I'm sure, you know, I know unleashing a small galaxy in my house would certainly scare the cat.
Yeah, it wouldn't go over too well.
No.
It's a very nice action figure. 0 points of articulation.
Good, yep. Good. Well, you know, just make sure it doesn't break. You know?
Yeah. And, of course, you know, I got to get another one so I can, you know, have one to play with and one to keep in the box.
Yeah.
For the,
yeah, I can understand that.
The whole collector thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You know
somewhere
Wish I'd had one, though, when I was younger, though, so I could, like, yeah, have my sister's Barbie doll get sucked into it or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Teach G.I. Joe to fight with bones, you know.
Yep. And the Barbie suddenly evolves or something.
Yes, yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Could be kind of dangerous, but, you know, it's... got to watch what you do with those.
Right, right.
One thing I have to look around for somewhere, I was thinking of toys from science fiction movies. Somewhere... I don't know if I still have it, but I have something from Dune. There were toys they released there that I don't know how long they were in the stores, but I have a Spice Scout.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. The Peter Lynch Dune.
Yeah.
Right? Huh.
Oh, David Lynch.
David Lynch, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks. Huh.
So
very
cool.
The
problem is I have no idea where that is. It probably thrown out years ago. I don't know.
Yeah, well.
In the attic in New Jersey or something. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember if there was anything else I got along with that, but I remember that one pretty well.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah. But, you know, I made the mistake of taking it out of the box and playing
with
it.
Yeah,
you're
well.
Not supposed to do that.
I'm a firm believer in enjoying it. You know, if you got it, enjoy it.
That's true.
So.
Somewhere I have a Biggs Darklighter action figure that is still in the box.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, again, you should probably take it out of the box at this point.
Yeah.
I don't think the box is in the best condition anyway, so...
Figured, yeah.
And the collector's value it has, you know.
Yeah.
Where were we, anyway?
I have no idea.
I'm not sure. Okay.
Any sci-fi on TV? Anything coming up? I was trying to think of... I didn't get to see it, but I heard The Cape was pretty good.
I haven't seen that. I heard it aired, but haven't seen it.
May have to check that out. But, the TV is coming back, but I kind of gave up on that, so I'm not sure.
I didn't really get into V.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Probably stuff has come and gone since the last time we recorded an episode.
Probably, yeah.
Well, Lost ended.
Yep. Yep.
That's about all I'm going to say about that. It ended.
Yes. Yes, it did.
Yep. Apparently some people liked the ending.
I didn't mind it. It was, you know, I mean, the show was weird. What do you
well,
want?
Yeah.
You don't want the normal?
Well, no.
Suddenly, you know.
Just, you know, a more interesting weird ending would have been nice.
Yeah.
There are people who hated it a lot more than I did.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah. I can, yeah.
There were parts of the ending I liked.
Sure.
But anyway, I think everyone had that conversation last year.
Yeah, well, you heard the thing about the lottery numbers.
Oh, yeah, the lottery numbers came up.
That was interesting.
They didn't win quite as much, though, did they?
Well, it was only, what was it, like 6 out of the 8 numbers.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't exactly right, but, you know, it was close enough that, you know, for all the people who played the lost lottery numbers, because that was the lost lottery numbers.
Oh, right.
You know, there were a fair number of winners, which...
Right, then you split the prize by however many people played it, and
right.
So it cost you $2 for the ticket, and here's your 50 cents.
Exactly, yeah.
But hey, the numbers came up.
Yeah, right.
Well, that is pretty cool.
Yep.
I haven't really seen too much else. I guess what Flash Forward came and went.
Yeah, is that gone now?
I think it is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff I see, you know, a little bit of, a couple minutes, maybe an episode, and just, you know, doesn't quite drag me in.
No. Did catch, I recorded the Green Hornet Marathon the other day.
Saw some of that, yeah. That dragged me in.
Yeah.
That did work.
That's, well, you know, it's so weird because it's, you know, it's so funny to watch it now, kind of, you know, in hindsight, because it's so similar to the Batman.
Oh, right.
You know, series.
Well, they had the crossover a couple times too.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it was a spinoff basically, but it's so interesting to kind of see the similarity, but the difference.
It
know,
is different.
It's campy.
Right. I was going to say it's a little more serious. I mean, the one episode I saw with the people posing as space aliens, I wouldn't quite describe as serious.
Well,
but even that, they did a little more serious than Batman would have.
Compared to Batman, yeah.
Right. There's no Pow or Biff showing up on the screen.
Right. Right.
Yeah, a little more serious in tone even when they've got people looking like baked potatoes in foil.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wish I had recorded it. I only caught a couple of the episodes at the end of the day when I got home from work.
Ah, yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. There were some limitations in the half-hour format.
Yeah, I didn't remember it being a half hour.
Yeah, I mean, they did do some two-part episodes, so that worked a little better.
Yeah.
But some of the little self-contained half-hour episodes, you don't have much time for any plot development.
No,
so there's
not really.
One episode with John Carradine as the Scarf.
Really?
And I was going to say, it's an episode where the villain is so incredibly obvious, you're waiting for there to be a twist, except there isn't one. It's like you know it from the first minute, and they don't have time to do anything else with it.
Yeah. In a half-hour episode, pretty much if there's a guest star, that's probably the villain.
Yeah. The villain or the guy he's trying to help.
Right. Yeah.
Or both.
True.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I guess, you know, getting people in the mood for the movie.
Sure.
So the movie better live up to that now.
Yeah. I've been hearing good things.
Well, that's good. And I know the reaction at first is a little bit of disbelief. You know, Seth Rogen is the Green Hornet.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and every time I hear that, though, I think back to when they said Michael Keaton was going to play Batman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everybody thought, you know, that was insane. And yeah, it worked.
Yeah.
So.
The trailer looked decent, at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, of course, you can't really judge a movie from the trailer always.
Never.
Yeah.
Never, ever. I always think back to Arthur, the Dudley Moore Arthur.
Yeah.
I remember seeing the trailer for that and thinking this is going to be the worst movie ever. Hmm. And then seeing the movie and thinking...
The movie was pretty good.
What was this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
But the trailer looked absolutely horrible.
Yeah, I've seen a couple movies like that, but then you wonder if that's a problem then when the trailer looks good. It's a uh-oh.
It's amazing what an art trailer making is.
Yeah. I saw online a trailer for the Doc Savage movie they did in the 70s.
Really?
And the funny thing is, you could actually take it more seriously than the movie. Because it seemed like it had actual theme music and not that Sousa march that they gave lyrics to.
Okay.
So just that difference made it seem more serious right there.
Amazing.
Yeah, but then, you know, you see the movie and so much for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, the Green Hornet, I was going to wait and see what the reviews were like, but you know, it seems like it might work out.
I think so. I hope so, at least. It'd be nice to have that, have a different kind of superhero.
Yeah.
Hero movie, at least, yeah.
Yep.
I guess he's a superhero, kind of, sort of.
The not quite believable disguise, of course.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
That's one thing I kept noticing in the TV show. It's like, doesn't anyone catch on? He's not even disguising his voice. He was just talking to the guy with the mask off, you know, 5 minutes ago.
Well, you know... Gotham City, you know, nobody figured out that Bruce Wayne and Batman were both the mayor on Family Guy, you know?
Yeah, well.
It's pretty obvious.
It's like, you know, the pair of glasses.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But, you know, you just got to suspend disbelief and go with it.
It's all part of the show.
Yep. So yeah, we'll have to come back in the next episode, and if we've seen it...
Yes.
We can discuss whether or not it was any good.
Absolutely. We'll definitely have to write that down as a topic.
Yeah. I think I did actually have some topics written down somewhere for the next Podwarp episode, but we'll probably wait until Jim's available and Ben's got his connection problems sorted out.
Yes.
Then I can...
At least we have proved that we are still alive.
We are still alive.
At least you and I.
We still have recording software.
And, yep. So, you know, this is the year to get back in the swing of things.
Yep. All right. Do we have anything else, or should we just wrap this one up for now?
That's just like a little teaser episode.
Yeah.
I think we'll just wrap this up and let it go.
All right. So if anyone has any ideas for the next episode, anything they want us to talk about, or any questions, comments, concerns, feedback, you can still email us at podwarp1999@comicostrich.com. The forum is still at forums.comicostrich.com. The site, which obviously if you're listening to this, you've probably found it, is now at podwarp.quarkcomics.com. And most of the old episodes are also there for your listening enjoyment.
And, of course, you can just go right to quarkcomics.com and I think pretty much link to everything from right there, right?
I think it does.
So, one-stop shopping right there.
Right. So, talk to you next time.
See you soon.
Oh, there's another new comic I could have mentioned. Science fiction related, Scenes from a Multiverse.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, well, I said there was a big one I was forgetting.
Yeah, you got the link?
Yeah. I thought I did. Hold on. Amultiverse.com.
Okay.
Oop. I forgot the HTTP part of that, but that's John Rosenberg, who did Goats.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I said I knew I was forgetting a very obvious one.
Well.
That started last year, yep. That's kind of an interesting one that he does a couple different scenes from a multiverse every week, and then they vote on which one's going to come back the next week.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's kind of an interesting concept.
Uh-huh.
I think there were a couple of them that kept getting voted in. So I think he was trying to, I don't know if he had to work on the rules or something so that it could only go in a couple times.
Ah, yeah. Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
That's got to be tricky.
Well, I think I still got the recording going. I'll go edit that part into the end of the episode.
Cool.
Yeah, after the theme music. I knew there was one I was forgetting.
Perfect.
Yep.
The intro and outro music is Earth's Assault on the Central AI by Tetix from the album Technology Crisis. A link to Tetix's website is available on the Podwarp 1999 website.